Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Kura kaupapa Māori don't see any advantage in aligning with ACT's revived Kura Haurua charter school model. Te runanga o ngā Kura kaupapa Māori chair Rāwiri Wright says ACT leader and Associate Education Minister David Seymour has been talking with Te Mata Kahuki, which brings together Te Kohanga Reo, Kura kaupapa Māori, Kura ā-iwi and the Wānanga Māori. He's opened the door for Kura to join the initiative, but the particular partnership model goes against Kura founding aspiration.
Our kaupapa, which is to grow a parallel to the kaupapa Māori education system, which is what our Waitangi Tribunal claim is all about, which is about what we have been talking about for 40 years. Let them have their mainstream education system, but allow us to continue to develop a parallel system based on mātauranga kaupapa Māori.
Te Kura kaupapa Māori o Hoani Waititi celebrates its 40th anniversary next year, highlighting the duration of the kaupapa. The Privacy Commission has come up with a draft set of rules for biometric technology such as face recognition, which can take into account the special cultural needs of Māori. Privacy Commissioner Michael Webster says Māori were consulted around concerns such as tāmoko and whether the technology can perpetuate bias and negative profiling.
So what we're doing is proposing a set of rules that we think will protect Māori biometric information along with that of other New Zealanders by focusing on things like, for example, we have a particular requirement in our draft rules requiring organisations to understand any cultural impacts of processing biometric information.
Michael Webster says it might mean organisations have to do more research and consultation before they introduce biometric systems. Public feedback is now sought. The Asthma and Respiratory Foundation says job cuts at the Ministry of Health will mean fewer boots on the ground enforcing vaping regulations. As part of the drive to fund the government's tax cuts, last week, the ministry proposed cutting 5 of the 13 roles in the Tobacco Regulatory Authority. Foundation Chief Executive Letitia Harding says the threat of enforcement is what makes the law work.
You know, it's a bit like, you know, the old selling of liquor to underage. There was a big push for that, certainly when I was growing up as a teenager, you know, trying to get into places. I mean, pubs were penalised. They didn't want to serve to under 18 because they got stung with a really big fine.
Meanwhile, health commentator Ian Powell says the cuts show a deliberate undermining of the ministry's capability to regulate the tobacco industry. The slashing of 134 health ministry jobs represents an 18% cut, much higher than the 6.5 to 7.5% demanded by Finance Minister Nicola Willis of the public sector overall. And the cut in staff responsible for tobacco control is 38%. Mr. Powell says it could be argued the aim of the cuts is to protect and enhance the tobacco industry's profitability. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!